Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Ukraine's energy utility says damage from today's countrywide air raids has broken previous records. From Kyiv, NPR's Yulian Haida reports.
Almost all of Ukraine was under orders to seek shelter from Russian bombardment this morning. Officials in southern, central, and western Ukrainian cities say the attacks seriously damaged electrical infrastructure there. Ukrenergo, Ukraine's national power company, says that the latest attacks have caused even more damage than last week's unprecedented nationwide airstrikes. The company is recommending Ukrainians ration even more energy after rolling blackouts have become regular in the past 2 weeks here. A new report from the Kyiv School of Economics found that even before these latest escalations, Ukraine had about $130 billion worth of damage to rebuild. Yulian Haida, NPR News, Kyiv.
The Russian-installed authorities in the Ukrainian city of Kherson are urging residents to leave immediately ahead of an expected advance by Ukrainian forces. The city has been under Russian occupation since shortly after the invasion in February. Italy's first female prime minister took the oath of office today in Rome, ushering in the country's most right-wing government since World War II. Giorgia Meloni's party, Brothers of Italy, has its roots in the ashes of fascism, and she's never repudiated the 20-year dictatorship. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports.
Standing in the frescoed halls of the presidential palace, the 45-year-old populist leader clearly enunciated the words of the oath of office by memory.
Giuro di essere fedele alla Repubblica.
The cabinet is formed by many Meloni loyalists, reflecting what commentators call a nativist slant, promoting the interests of native-born inhabitants against those of immigrants. Meloni will govern with the hard-right anti-immigrant League Party and Go Italy, the party of former prime minister and media tycoon Silvio Berlusconi. The top issue she'll face will be rising inflation and trying to maintain a united front in backing Ukraine, despite Berlusconi's close relations with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The House committee investigating last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol has formally issued a subpoena to former President Trump, requiring he provide documents and testify under oath. NPR's Ron Elving has more.
Trump is ordered to produce documents on his communications with members of Congress with respect to January 6th and with leaders of the election protests that day. Those are due to Congress by November 4th. Trump is also ordered to appear in person or by video to answer the committee's questions on or about November 14th, possibly for multiple sessions over multiple days. But it is also subject to negotiation and appeal.
NPR's Ron Elving. This is NPR News. The National Hurricane Center is tracking Hurricane Roslyn as it approaches Mexico's Pacific coast. Forecasters say it could cause large destructive waves and significant coastal flooding. A statue of Emmett Till has been unveiled in the rural Mississippi town where the black teenager was kidnapped in 1955. Mississippi Public Broadcasting's Kobe Vance reports.
The 9-foot-tall bronze statue of Emmett Till was unveiled in downtown Greenwood, Mississippi, just blocks from where he was kidnapped. Till's death helped spark the civil rights movement across the nation, and Mississippi Congressman Benny Thompson says this statue is a reminder of the need to move forward.
Change has a way of becoming slower and slower, and so what we have to do is recommit ourselves to the spirit of making a difference in our community.
There are two other markers in the area commemorating Till's murder, each of which has been repeatedly vandalized over the years. For NPR News, I'm Kobe Vance in Jackson.
Scientists at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say there's been a surge in respiratory illnesses in children. Besides the coronavirus and the flu, a virus known as RSV is spreading at unusually high levels. Some pediatric hospitals report they're nearing capacity. Health professionals are concerned since the nation is just heading into the flu season. Meanwhile, the director of the CDC has tested positive for COVID-19. A statement said Dr. Rochelle Walensky is experiencing mild symptoms. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.